We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and across the world. Wherever this powerful program is being heard. So thankful to God again for this privilege to be able to come to you on Friday morning at 11:30. Thank you for showing up and turning on your radio to listen to us. Thank you for your continual praise and support of our ministry and of this program. May the Lord bless you continually. May you always hear a word of encouragement, blessings, and motivation to keep you focused and to keep you stayed on the vision that God has given to you and on the path that God has placed you. May we always be a blessing every time you turn the radio on to your souls and to your spirits in Jesus' name. So thankful for the chance again to be a blessing to you. We're going to ask Apostle Chris at this time to pray for this service this morning, that you be touched, blessed, and challenged to change in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we are honored to call upon your name. You are the great and awesome God, and we worship you. Thank you for this privilege given to us that could speak to the nation of Barbados through this medium. We pray your blessings upon the word today. The information we share, Lord, may it affect people's heart in such a way that they'll be drawn to your word, drawn to you, to create the changes in their lives that are necessary so that they can have the benefit of knowing you. We pray these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Of course, we're still staying on the word that tells us the importance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Somebody stopped me as I was going to the bank last Friday and they said, Apostle Beard, do you know that there's some churches that don't preach about the Holy Spirit? And I said, I don't know those churches because I don't get a chance to visit. But if there are, that's not good because you cannot have church without the Holy Spirit. And she asked me, why is it that there are some churches that don't preach on the Holy Spirit? I said, since I don't know that they are, I really don't know why. Because the first thing you want to do is to introduce the Holy Spirit to your congregation.
Yes.
Because the first thing that Jesus did, he was endorsed by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He could not start his ministry at all without the endorsement and the ratification of the Holy Spirit. And so no man then is bigger than God. No man can go beyond God. No man can do ministry without God. No man can step up and start a ministry and get anywhere or any success without the Holy Spirit. If Jesus relied on the Holy Spirit for his ministry, how much more you and I, puny man?
Yes.
And so I'm not here to condemn anybody. I don't get into the politics of who does and who doesn't. I stay focused on what God called me to do. I do what he calls me to do. And that's all I've done for all the years I've been a minister. I don't get into those kind of conversations and politics and so on. I do what God called me to do. But I would say that it's important that every church preach the word of God in season, out of season, and preach truth.
Yes.
And the truth is that we need the Holy Spirit in order to do anything at all.
Yes.
If you're going to pray, you need the Holy Spirit. If you're going to sing a song, you need the Holy Spirit. If you're going to give a testimony, you need the Holy Spirit. Whatever you're going to, even a dance, especially a dance, you need the Holy Spirit to anoint you so that it don't become in flesh, but in the spirit, that you will dance. Whatever we do, Reverend Gail and ministers here, we have to practice doing it under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, praise God.
And that's why I feel led of the Lord since Professor Mastoff came to us, and we've always been at the church that emphasized the Holy Spirit. When he came and ratified what we are doing and changed our trajectory in terms of, you know, how important it is to be under the influence of, at all times, I felt that was enough breakthrough for us and blessings for us that we have enough to share with the church. When you find a good thing, you go and share it with your neighbors.
Yes.
And we found a good thing. And we have been a church that always relied on the Holy Spirit. We might sound a bit noisy, praise God. We might have crazy worship. We might have happy church. We might have a conga line in church during worship. Praise God. When I say conga line, I don't mean like what you have at your couple of festivals, but people just
praise, a praise line,
praise line. Just to praise God. You can be clamorously foolish in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's one aspect of worship. But we believe in raw, pure worship to God. When we come, we just become unafraid, unabashed to worship God in spirit and in truth. As Jesus said, that his Father is looking for me and for you, looking for the true worshiper who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you are not worshiping, I want you to hear this carefully. If you're not worshiping him in spirit, and you are in the flesh, and flesh can't flaunt itself in the presence of God. It'll be burnt up as rubble. You will not accept it at all. God will spew that out of his mouth, and I won't want him to do that to anybody. So we're still going on today on dealing with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and of course, the advantages and disadvantages of being a spirit-led Christian child of God. And we shared so much already. And I know that you're being blessed. People are telling me they're being blessed. And I'm glad that people's lives are touched and changed. And I'm glad that the Lord has given me a church, a congregation like Mount Zion's members. They respond to the word. And that's something that is very powerful. So it means you preach a sermon and nobody responds. My people at Mount Zion are always ready to respond to the word of God. And you can have an altar pack with dozens of people because the word of God has touched them. And they want to see change in their lives. And that's what's been happening every time we preach about the word of God. And we call an altar call. Every time we preach about the Holy Spirit. And they said, do you want to see the Lord changing your life? And be able to live that spirit-filled life more than you do now. The altar call has been so tremendous. And people have been blessed and powerfully changed. And their lives have gone to another level. To God be the glory.
Praise
God. So Reverend Gail, as usual, will read the word of God for us. Praise God, and then I'll come back to you. And we have Minister Octave is going to pray first.
Father, we give you praise this great and awesome day. We thank you for another season that we are able to come to bring the word of God to the people who are listening to this program. We pray and declare, Father, that they will be touched by what they hear. A seed of faith, a seed of salvation, a seed of the word of God will be planted in someone's spirit. And that as they continue to hear, they will give their hearts to Christ. And that they will accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And you will have another soul into the kingdom. We ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder Octave. We want to cultivate continually a spirit-filled life. I want to encourage everyone that's listening to me, if you're a born-again Christian, if you're a minister of God, if you're not born again, I want to invite you to know God. Because I tell you this, Jesus is coming soon. And, you know, the enemy is trying to devour those that don't know the Lord, because you know he has but a short time. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. No, he has a short time. And God never made you for hell. God never made any human being for hell. God made Satan and his demons for hell. Praise God. And so God wants you saved. So I pray this word will touch somebody today who don't know the Lord, and they will give their lives over to God. And say, Lord, take my spirit, take my soul, take my mind, take my body, and make me a new person. Reverend Gail, would you read the scripture for us, please?
In John chapter 15. From verse 7 to 9. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love.
First thing God has said, if you love me, you need to abide in me. God wants us to abide, to stay connected to him, because he knows the dangers of us, his church, his children, not abiding in him. Sometimes we get very kind of strong-willed, and we think overly confident. We think we can do it on our own. Never reach that point in your life to be so overly confident that you think, I can go up there and preach and I don't need to ask the Lord to help me. I know this. I got this. No, you ain't got nothing. If the Holy Ghost ain't got it, you ain't got nothing. That's God. Everything must be handed over to God and given over to God. I will never enter a pulpit to do anything saying, I got it. I always say, Lord, if you don't go, I'm in trouble. If you don't turn up, I'm in trouble, because I cannot, I dare not, and I will not go if, oh God, open my mouth unless he speaks to me and through me. And so we have to practice connecting. He says, stay connected to me. If you're abiding in me and I'm abiding in you, you will do well. You will grow. You'll be full of much fruit and give honor. That will bring honor and glory to God. And that will cause Jesus to be pleased with you. And it will manifest the power of God. And it will show people that you, that God is with you. And the glory of God shall follow you wherever you go. Moses said to God, Lord, if you ain't going with me, I ain't moving. I ain't going. Because how else would they know that you are with me except your presence go with me? And so we dare not go without the presence of God. We dare not go without, and Moses was talking about the presence of the Holy Spirit to go with them. And if I don't have the Holy Spirit, I ain't moving. If I can't feel his endorsement, if I can't feel his presence, I am not going. Because the disadvantages of not having the Holy Spirit or not living spirit-filled are so many and they are so dangerous. I don't want to go without him because we can be cut off from the vine. We can be separated from God. Do you understand what separation from God is right here? Separation from God is not a good thing. And so I'm glad to have Reverend Gail in the studio with me again today, and Apostle Chris and Elder Andrew Octave. They're going to share too as well. But this, I'm so glad the Lord has kept us and kept us in this word, because there's a reason why God wants people to hear the word, because it's scary before God is there.
Yes.
It's terrifying before God and the Holy Spirit are there. And a lot of folks feel that you don't have to have no Holy Spirit. God already gave you, the endorsement. He already called you, so just get up and go. I'm very sorry to hear you say that. Even David, when he went to battle, and you're going to go again, he said, Lord, should I go up or should I stay? He waited for the endorsement of the Holy Spirit and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Before he went up, even though he had won the battle before, and he could go and gloat and say, man, I did it before, my good. I got this. But he said, Lord, should I go or should I not go? That's why the Lord said that David was a man after his own heart, because he sought the counsel of God. He sought the endorsement of the Holy Spirit. He did not move until he felt that he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit is real. And we know it's real. And listen, the devil know who has it, and the devil know who don't have it. And guess what? I don't care what you call yourself. You can call yourself apostle, bishop, pastor, anything. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, the devil don't care. He's coming after you. Exactly. Guess what? He ain't coming after you to have a party and a picnic, He's coming after you to destroy you, to sully your name, to bring you into shame and disgrace, to hurt you, to hurt your family. But we see he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. He's coming to devour. That's why you have to be covered. And the weapons of all warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. But we can't pull down strongholds unless we are in God, because our weapons are mighty through God. So we got to be hidden in God and full of God and full of the Holy Ghost and connected to God like the vine. Reconnected as branches to the vine. And the husbandman taking care of us, tilling us and watering us and, pruning us and fertilizing us. Bless God with his word and with his powerful Holy Spirit. This is an amazing word. So the disadvantages are too grave for us to take a chance, right? And go there before the Lord. You're not staying connected to the vine. It can lead to spiritual barrenness. Without Christ's life-giving power, we will have to struggle to produce spiritual fruit, and the fruit will fall off the vine, fall off the branch pretty easily. And then we won't have the joy that we have or the love that we have. And we won't have that spirit of kindness, the fruits of the Spirit will not be manifested in our lives. And so we have to make sure that we are staying connected to Jesus and that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then there's weakness and vulnerability. You become vulnerable to evil and ugliness of the devil. Disconnection from the vine leaves us exposed to the world's challenges and Satan's attacks. And Satan knows when you're there by yourself as a lone ranger. And he loves fresh meat in town. And he calls the troops and says, hey, we just had another person launch himself as the pastor. And he ain't got no covering. And he ain't got no anointing. And nobody ain't sent him. And he's on his own. And guess what? You'll find yourself in a place where you will never want to be. So you better wait for God to release you. And when he releases you, he anoints you.
Yes.
Fill you with his power. And he is always with you. Never will leave you. But when you launch yourself, you are going to be in such trouble. Guess what? As a pastor for over 40-something years, thank God that he has called me and released me. Because the things that have been sent against me, The things that have been done against me, the things that has been said about me, to tarnish my reputation. If I didn't have God, if I wasn't called of God, if I wasn't walking and abiding in the true vine, if I wasn't filled of the Holy Ghost, if I wasn't properly endorsed by God and know God, I would not be here. But glory be to Jesus.
Lord.
I am here because I walked in the power of God and I listened to God and I allowed the Lord to lead me. I can talk with boldness because I've been there, done that, had it done to me. I had the t-shirts to show. Yes, God. But I manifest the power of God. I manifest the glory of God. And when I go into places, Satan must bow and know that I'm coming in the name of God, that I'm coming with the anointing of God, and I'm coming with the power of God. I don't go into places that Chapman Lane in New Orleans need by myself in the flesh. Otherwise, I would get yam. Bless God. I eat up and went out. But I go under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Under the influence.
Influence of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God that sends me. And that's why God gives me victory every time I go, because I wait on the Lord. I wait on the Lord. And I go when He sends me. Bless God. Well, I'm getting hot in here. Bless the name of Jesus.
I know that. I hear. I hear.
So the disadvantages are really bad. Mm-hmm. You get very vulnerable. And then you dry up spiritually. Yes. You will dry up spiritually. For regular nourishment from Christ, our spiritual lives can become stagnant and dry and fruit, and with no fruit, we will fail to produce a fruit of righteousness, leading to unfulfilled potential and a lack of impact for God's kingdom. Praise God. And I'm glad I've traveled. God has blessed me and honored me and favored me and allowed me to travel across the world. And wherever I've gone, God has given me favor and blessings, and the devil have to respect that, because I'm not coming in myself. I'm coming under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I'm coming as a branch connected to the vine.
Yes.
And I'm coming with God as my husbandman. Praise the name of God. And I'm not suffering the disadvantages because I'm not connected, but I'm enjoying the benefits and the advantages of knowing God and being in God. And what are those advantages? Spiritual fruitfulness. Glory be to God. Biden in Christ enables us to produce spiritual fruit, which is love and peace and self-control. And we see souls get saved. And the devil camp is lick up, broken up. And we run him out of town. And he knows who you are, so he has to give way and bow. Praise God. And then some of the other benefits, strength and resilience. God has given me the strength of a bull and an ox. Praise God. He has given me the strength to stand and just fight and to declare who he is and who I am coming in his name. I'm going to take a pause here. Reverend Gail, Reverend Apostle Chris, and Elder, please share. Because if I don't stop here, I will just keep going. Praise God. Go ahead, Reverend Gail.
When I listen to you, Apostle, and good morning to everyone that's listening. One of the things that Jesus also said in St. John 15 is that he chose us and he appointed us so that we can go and bear fruit. And to me, that's so significant.
Yeah.
If he has chosen us, and on top of that, he has appointed us, then we need to learn always to abide in his presence, to remain connected to him, to remain present in his presence, to ensure that we are always there so we can get the benefits and we can bear fruit. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it makes the multiplication, as Apostle Chris would have said in the last program. We are then prone to multiply. We will bloom. We will flourish. Mm-hmm. When we become part of the vine and remain as the branch in the vine, it is a disadvantage. And I want to say today that Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 3, especially verse 2, is being manifested in the earth. There is gross darkness in the earth. And God is looking for the men and women of God whom he has chosen and appointed at this season and in this time to remain, to dwell, to abide in the true vine and allow the vine dresser to dress you, fertilize, prune, purge, cleanse you so that you can bloom and flourish, because there is darkness. The evil one is out there doing his most to destroy the world, But God said that he has, Jesus said that he has come to bring life and bring life more abundantly. And his life will be seen through ours, apostles.
Praise God.
Because we are connected to the vine. We can go to that place, this place, where we go, and we can speak the name of Jesus and bring life to a soul or the souls of men. So I am pleased that we are still walking under the influence of the Holy Spirit and taking advantage of every benefit. Hallelujah. And that abiding says, in the love of God. And that's powerful for me.
Praise God.
This is liberating for the human soul. And I love it because no matter where you are today, no matter what's happened to you, no matter where you're sitting right now, you may not be someone who has yet given one your life to the Lord. You're just living the world by existing because you have food to eat and have an ear. God gives us freely. God gives us an opportunity to be here. But our lives means more than that. We are not just, we are having a temporary experience and it's a permanent one for somewhere down the road. And if you're not ready for that, you'll have the shock of your life. There are many people ahead of there that have the shock of their life because they did not connect themselves to God. They don't allow that branch to grow in them. God being a branch, they don't allow them to be attached to him. If you're not attached to him, you're not his. If you're not attached to God, you cannot demand anything from God because you're not attached to him. I can't go to King Shepherd tomorrow and say, give me ABC. I don't have something to pay for it. I don't have a connection. Life is like that in a lot of regards. So we have to remember, people, that this is a free gift God has given us. He wants us to abide in him because that's where our freedom is. That's where our liberty is. That's where our salvation is. That is where our future is. Our future is not here on earth right now. We are going through a temporary process. Yes. The time will come when it becomes eternal. And it's determined based on what decision you have made. And you make the choice. Nobody else for you. Father, mother can't make decision for you. You have to do it for yourself. As though God gives us free minds, free will, we have to choose on that. God's given that to us. We have to use it well. And choose God over everyone else.
Wonderful.
Choose
that's
freedom.
Awesome.
Choose salvation. Choose to be part of the vine, of the branch, and that happens for you.
Thank you, Apostle Chris. Andrew Octave. Yes, it's working. Go quickly, man of God.
Good morning once again, my brothers and sisters. From a practical standpoint, there was a period of time in my life where I was in church, but the Spirit was not in me. I was here, and I thought I knew a lot. I did not diddly squat because the Holy Spirit was not in me. I was like a lamp not plugged into the outlet and trying to turn on to show light. All I saw was darkness. There was no warmth, no purpose, no direction. But one day, my apostle started to teach on the Holy Spirit. And I became curious as to what the Holy Spirit can do, what I am empowered to do through the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you today that I can tell you I am living a transformed life. I offer that to you, my brothers and sisters. If you are in the building and the sanctuary in the church and you do not have the Holy Spirit, you're wasting time.
Find Jesus
for yourself and then let the Holy Spirit find you.
Yes.
And allow him into your life. You will see the change that will blow your mind.
Jesus, there's such power in the Spirit. That's lived.
That's heavy.
The Spirit. Praise God. There's such benefits, man, and advantages to having the Holy Spirit living in our lives. Praise God. Intimacy with God is powerful. Effective witness. Praise God. Strength, fruitfulness, productivity. My God. Transformation and renewal. God's presence guiding and directing you. Hear him tell you, go here, go there, put that there. We were able to build a temple for a bygone. You know why? The Holy Ghost guided me. He said, do this, go do that, go to this place, go over there. And each time he spoke, I went, and whatever he told me to do was successful. It's such a great life to live under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753, 436 4753. Please let us know how this program has impacted you. We would love to hear from you. Call us at 422-2512 or 432-6479. We're located 4th Avenue, Rotdundo, St. James. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gill. Let me just say this quickly before we go. The advantages of having the spirit-filled life: spiritual fruitfulness, strength and resilience. The disadvantages: spiritual stagnation, lack of purpose and direction. Would you choose today? You choose to have the Spirit of God guide and direct you so you can have spiritual fruitfulness, strength and resilience, or you want to continue to live before the Holy Spirit and have spiritual stagnation and lack of purpose and direction? I don't think so. I put it there. All the listeners that are hearing me, that you will say, God, I need you. I need you more than ever. But I also need your Holy Spirit to give me guidance and direction so that I will have spiritual fruitfulness. I will have strength and resilience. I will have intimacy with God. I will be an effective witness, Lord. I will have all of the benefits of being a person that is under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I will have boldness and confidence in God. I will have a closer relationship with God. I don't want to have the disadvantages of not having the Holy Spirit inside of me. I don't want to have lack of purpose and direction. I don't want to have emotional turmoil. I don't want to have effective witness. I don't want to have carnal living. I don't want those negative things. Father, bless me today to be a blessing in the earth. I declare that over your lives. Those of you listening and praying that prayer, you're now wishing up to God.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is touching you,
amen,
imparting to you, filling you, turning you around, changing your life. And that from this day onward, you'll walk the walk and you'll stay connected, and that you'll be the branch on the vine with Jesus Christ and be taken care of, tilled, watered, and fertilized by God, our great husbandman. God bless you all. God bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.